You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart's all about empowering entrepreneurs to embrace technologies, systems, and strategies that'll help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. And today's topic, something you probably have not heard about before, it's drastic networking results using artificial intelligence. And with us, we have a very special guest who is the queen of networking, and she's super savvy, and she's done so much for so many business owners, helping them to get the most value out of networking. Her name is Toni Harris Taylor, and she is an award-winning franchise owner of Network in Action Global Partners, or NIA. She lives by the mantra of being drastic. Not dramatic, but drastic, because she wants to help business owners experience drastic results. And in this regard, she's helping them drastic results, marketing and sales coaching. So she is your girl if you are ready to take things to the next level and beyond. She helps her clients learn the strategies to get known, get connected, and get paid to make a multiple six-figure income. So welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Toni Harris Taylor.
Thank you so much, Michelle. No, not dramatic, although I can be dramatic. But drastic results. I'm excited to be here because this is a conversation that's new for all of us. But I definitely want to talk about how we can use this AI for networking.
Yeah. So without further ado, please share some thoughts around, I know a lot of small business owners are still a little bit unsure about this AI. But my mantra is, hey, look, you need to be embracing it because you're not going to be able to put this genie back in the bottle. So let's learn how to embrace it and become more efficient and effective with it. And so this topic of networking and using it to help you be a better networker, oh, I'm so excited. So please just start sharing.
Well, like you and like most, I was skeptical when I first heard about ChatGPT specifically, and this whole AI. And I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she's like, girl, this has been around forever. And it's been, self-driving cars, and, there are lots of things. Even when they complete our text for us with predetermined words, you know how that is. So it's been around for a long time. But I, like most, was like, okay, who's watching us now? And it probably is some of that. Let's just keep it real. But hey, it is not, we might as well use it to our benefit because it's not going to go away. And I think it's only going to up level our next level. And watching people on social media use this AI, these photos, these AI, I haven't tapped into that because I'm not sure I want to. I probably will because I'm a photo girl, but I haven't tapped into that. But hey, let's start with that. When you're networking, you need to have a good image. You got to have a good picture, good photos. And maybe you haven't had updates in a while. Well, you could tap into the AI photo makers to create you a new headshot. And put it on your social media, put it on your LinkedIn. What I hate the most is when I see people who call themselves professionals with selfies as their professional shot. That's not professional. And if you haven't invested in a photo shoot, AI photos are getting better and better. And so I would encourage you to take a look at that first and foremost. What do you think of that, Michelle?
Yeah, no, I'm going to put my little two cents in here because Tech with Heart is all around using technology to enhance human connection. And so I've seen some professionals using a very cartoon version of themselves in the form of an avatar, and the AI generates that. And so I would say, in my opinion, if you want to be taken seriously, if your niche is that you are a publisher for help, self-help books or whatever, then you're not going to want to use a cartoon version. But what Tony Harris Taylor is saying is that, yes, you can use AI to help you improve some of your photos. Like if you took a selfie and your face is well lit and it's nice, but your background is bad, you can use AI to help self-correct or just get rid of that background, and you can put something else more professional in place of that. So I do really recommend you going and getting a headshot.
Yeah, and I do too. I do too. I've spent a lot of time and money in front of the camera, but there are, if you haven't seen them yet, there are some professional looking AI shots of, not cartoons. I'm like, whoa. So and it's improving a lot. So keep that in mind when it comes to it. Whew, this is going to be something. So another thing you can do leveraging AI. So when I teach my clients how to network, first thing I start with is, who's your target market? Anybody who does marketing is going to start with, who is your target market? And then where do you find that target market? And so I one day was playing with the ChatGPT and I just typed in, show me. Oh, I remember what it was. I was on a one-to-one with someone and he is an NIA member, not one of my groups, but one of the other groups. And we were having a one-to-one and he has translation services. So his business translates documents into 100 different languages, and especially in diverse cities like Houston, very well needed. So I was thinking as we're talking, I'm like, you know, NIA is a great place to network, but you also need to be networking with all these ethnic chambers in Houston. So I went into ChatGPT and I said, show me 10 ethnic networking organizations in Houston. Bam. The Asian chamber came up, Hispanic chamber came up, the Black chamber came up. And I was like, wow, well, let's do that some more. So I typed in, show me ethnic organizations nationally. Then we took one of those organizations because we know that ChatGPT only goes up to 2021. So some of those organizations may or may not be active. So we just highlighted them, copied and pasted them into the web browser, went and looked at the organization, and for the local chambers, some of them were no longer, you know, hadn't updated their website in a couple of years. They weren't around. But here's the point. AI showed us what we needed to see.
So Tony, one of the things people ask all the time, well, can I just Google that? So the difference between using the AI versus the Google is that AI is a lot more intelligent in the sense that you can say, hey, look, could you provide me with a list of the most active, up-to-date, you know, international or national groups around this, this, and that? Show me source links and any contact names and information you can pull. And it'll go do all that and pull it back for you. So that is the power of AI versus just a standard Google search. I just needed to have that clear.
I love that. And of course, we know that the more you give in a prompt, the more that you can receive from AI. So who is your target market? Where are they using the service to, and then, as you said, active, and then leadership. And then you can take those names and go over to LinkedIn, look those people up, and send them a message, not pitching them, but connecting with them. That's a whole nother conversation.
Agreed. Wonderful. These are great tips. So these are things that you can do with the AI to help you identify who your target audience is and where they're hanging out and where you might be able to reach out to some of the leaders of these organizations to get that relationship going. Okay, this is fun. So what's next, Tony?
All right. So most of the time, people don't know their elevator pitch. Unless they've worked with a coach and got some help with their pitch, they don't know how to formulate who they are and what they do. And so you can ask ChatGPT, right? And a short elevator pitch for Tony Harris Taylor, marketing and sales coach, and a connector of people, and bloop, you can get an elevator pitch. Now, I'll be the first one to say, do not eat the beans out the can. Put the beans in a pot, put some seasoning on them, right? Add your own flavor to them. Yes, beans out the can are just fine, but when it comes to your AI content, it has to be seasoned. It has to be read for accuracy, and you got to put your own voice in it. Okay, so, but the foundation can be created. And if you need an elevator pitch, write me a 1-minute elevator pitch for your name, what you do, who your target market is, the problems you solve.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com. And together, we will make your business come alive.
Let me just kind of share a little bit else what I've heard. I follow a couple of bigger influencers in the marketing space. And what I've been told from them is that at the 20% rule, like just go in and modify the content that the AI creates for you, modify it by 20%, and you won't ever be at risk of being overlooked by some of these AI detection bots that are coming out. And so you definitely, it gives you a boost on the foundation. A lot of small business owners struggle with this. What do I write? How do I write it? So you can talk to ChatGPT as if it's your assistant. Say, look, I want a 1-minute elevator pitch. This is my name. This is what, you know, kind of what I'm known for. But also, like, can you just create it like to be a summary of also maybe some of my highlights of, like, you know, what your expertise is and also how you helped people. Like, you know, I've helped over 10,000 small business owners achieve over 6-figure income. Those are bigger, those are big highlighter things that you might want to include in your bio. And then if it regenerates a response, if you're not really thrilled with the response, you can just keep hitting regenerate response. Just play with ChatGPT in this regard. But remember, like she's saying, you can even say in a funny, sarcastic tone, or, you know, what you can even tell it to put a tone to it, but you still should go in there. Like she said, put the beans in the, that's a really cool analogy. I've never even heard that before, but the idea is to don't just take it, copy and paste it, make it your own, and just use ChatGPT as a foundational baseline to help you get going.
Awesome. Awesome. So here's another way I've used, I teach my clients to use it. Let me back up and say this. I actually like writing and I'm a decent writer myself. So when I can come up with the words, I do them myself. So that's another really good tip, right? So I wrote my own LinkedIn profile and I'm pretty proud of it. So go follow me on LinkedIn if you're watching. And, but my profile has lots of energy. It has emojis because that's the personality I am. I'm fun. I'm high energy. I'm engaging. Well, anyway, that's what the adjectives that people use for me. And so, but what I see a lot of, Michelle, and you do too, especially in LinkedIn, is lazy profiles. What do I mean by that? I mean, that you ain't took no time beyond, I actually, someone in my network, and I'm not going to call her name, but I went to her LinkedIn profile and says, I'm a realtor. I help people buy and sell homes in my city. Like, get off of there. All right. If you don't know how to write, go to ChatGPT and say, write a complete LinkedIn profile for, and give your description. It'll even give you the headline. It'll give you a breakdown of, now it ain't accurate, but it'll try to give you a breakdown of experience and education and a lot of things. But what it will do is give you a about summary that is a great foundation to build from. Put some energy in your LinkedIn profile so you are attractive. A lot of times people will DM me and say, I just want to meet you because your profile is killer. And I got coaching on it, but I also wanted to show up as different. That's the point. So all of this is so you can show up and stand out as different in your marketing.
Let me interject here too, Tony, that LinkedIn, for those of you who are in business, you have to have a LinkedIn profile. You have to take the time out of all the social platforms. If you are wanting to be taken seriously as a business owner, you must be on LinkedIn. It's the first and most important one. It's the one that everybody uses specifically for business. The others, you have different audiences that use it for different things. LinkedIn, you got to go there. It's like your electronic business card right there, LinkedIn.
Okay.
But the other thing I want to share is when it comes to helping ChatGPT know how to help you write a bio or a prompt or a LinkedIn profile, what you can actually ask it, and this is a brilliant prompt, and you can use it for so many different scenarios, is just ask ChatGPT, what do you need from me in order to write me a stellar LinkedIn profile? And it will ask you the questions it needs, and then you can turn around, it'll ask them in numerical format. Number one, what's your name? Number two, you know, tell me more about how you serve people, blah, blah, blah. You go back and you answer one, and you just put the answer next to number one, and it'll then go back and regurgitate out a whole entire bio and profile for you, because it knew what it needed, and then you gave it that exact thing that it needed.
I love that. I have not tried that, and I will try that, because I think that I'm always learning. It's so new. We're always going to be learning about this. So I'm going to try that so that it will prompt me to tell it what it wants to know.
Perfect.
Okay. So the next way you can use AI for networking is to write testimonials and recommendations for your fellow networking friends. The closest, the best way to build a connection to people is to give them something first. And so how do you give? The best way to give is go to recommendations on LinkedIn or Google and give them a review. They also want to give you a review back. So I have over 80 recommendations on LinkedIn, you know, handwritten recommendations. I'd like to give a lot more. Well, now that ChatGPT has come along, I can give those recommendations easily. And that solidifies the connection to my networking relationships. So season it again, put something in there, cute, funny, what have you, but use that to help you build a deeper connection to the people in your network.
That is fantastic. I know I always tell people, I said, do you like win-wins? Okay, so leaving somebody a review or recommending them is a win-win. I'm of the persona though, I would love to review or recommend somebody after I've had an opportunity to do some level of work with them. Upon just a meeting, it has to be light. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, this person is amazing at how they help people do this when I've not actually experienced it. But I will say, oh my word, I was so blown away by this person after meeting them. I could see their heart and their passion towards blah, blah, blah. I would highly recommend you, if you're in need of blah, 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 you consider reaching out to this person, because that is all I've experienced. So I say, stay true to yourself. It is your name you're putting out there with every testimonial. But then also the win here is that not only will you probably get a review back from that person, but every time somebody else reads your review, there's this thing that your name could be linked and they can click on it and go to your profile. Ta-da!
Absolutely. So so that's another way you can use the AI to deepen your networking connections. Now, I use a tool that has AI built in, and it, in my opinion, is for me the best thing that I've seen since sliced bread. One of the things that it will do is go and find people and bring you leads based on who you say you want to meet. And so it drops leads in your account using AI to scrape the internet, scrape LinkedIn to find. Now, these people don't know you from Adam and they don't know you're going to call them. But what it does is it helps narrow down. So 10 a day, this software will drop these particular leads into my inbox. Then I can go into the software and run a personality analysis on them. Wow. Now, if you believe in DISC, Myers-Briggs, Bank, any of those personality type programs, and that you need to be speaking the language of the person that you're talking to instead of speaking my language, then this software will actually break down everything from how they make decisions, how to build rapport, how to write, what to write in an email to get their attention. And everybody I've shown their personality analysis to has been like, that is 100% on point and it's weird and wow.
You know, that is very powerful what you're saying right there. For those who don't fully understand what she meant by speaking their language, there's typically four categories of personality styles that they prefer to be communicated with in a certain way. So that's what she means by language. You don't want to go off to an action personality with all super soft, like, you know, kind and just gentle ways. You kind of want to go at them with the confidence, with a certain assertiveness, but yet, you know, friendly and fun. So those are the kinds of things that this system that she's going to share with you all can do for you using artificial intelligence. It's just so brilliant. The one thing I love about AI, even though it can be scary, because it can be turned, it can be flipped and be very, very evil, but we choose to use it for good in Tech with Heart. And one of the ways that we can choose to use it for good is to help us connect with people faster, because that's the name of the game. We do business with people, and people, we want to shorten that distance between getting them to just learn about us to getting them to like us and trust us. And that's what this does. So please share a little bit about what it is you're talking about. And then we're going to need to wrap this up here real quick so that we can move into how they can reach out to you.
The software tool is called NowSight. And it has lots of parameters, but they're taking AI to the next level in the software. But the point is this, as you said, all of these suggestions is to help you to show up. My saying is show up, be up, follow up to blow up. And AI technology can help you do all of that. So my last tip is use the technology to write follow-up messages. Even greeting cards, right? So I use another tool for greeting cards, and I'm often at a loss what to write that's short, succinct. So use the AI technology to follow up. The reason we don't follow up is because most of the time we don't know what to say. And so we can use this technology to follow up, help us close more sales, help us solidify connections, and we all can win.
Oh, I love everything that you're saying, and I'm in alignment with it. And I believe all small business owners are too, because if you're not following up, you're leaving so much money on the table. And yes, it can feel overwhelming and tedious, but mm-hmm. There are systems out there, and with new AI tools all the time, NowSight's just one of them. It's something to look into. I also recommend, if you really want to like elevate your networking game, Tony's obviously the bomb here. So let's go ahead and have you reach out to her. And Tony, share with us how people can reach out to you.
You can go to my website, TonyHarrisTaylor.com, or if you want to know, you just want to get on my calendar and let's connect. I am a connector of people. So once I know you, I'm going to introduce you to somebody. Meet with TonyHarrisTaylor.com.
Thank you so much. And so, okay, if you had to just synopsize all those wonderful things that you should share today, what is one thought or one phrase that you would like to leave impressed upon their minds?
Show up, be up, follow up, and you will blow up.
Very awesome. Who doesn't want to blow up in a good way, right? All right. Thank you so much, Tony. So if you're tuning in right now and you're a small business owner who wants to start embracing more technologies like AI into your business, please go to techwithheartnetwork.com and join our community, because people like Tony are showing up all the time and providing incredibly immense value to our entrepreneurial audience by showing up as an expert. And she's going to be actually speaking at our next Empower Meetup. We have regular events in which you can attend and just continue to glean more insights. We even offer workshops for those of you who are ready to get into the weeds to start creating and implementing some of these strategies into your own business today. So go to techwithheartnetwork.com. And if you are an expert or a leader, a thought leader in any capacity that you believe would benefit small business owners in today's digital era, doing business online, please, again, reach out to us. We would love to learn what your topics of conversation are that you could teach, perhaps, and then also get you onto our Tech with Heart show. So go to techwithheartnetwork.com. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.